is under attack. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now at Infowars.com/show.
Welcome, I am Millie Weaver, joined by Jake Lloyd. We are filling in for Owen Schroyer today for the War Room. So, you know, many of these leftists out there like to say that InfoWars is fake news because Alex Jones talks about gay frogs. What is that all about? That's really the question that we have to ask ourselves. So, it turns out that the scientist who did this comes out of UC Berkeley, a man named Tyrone Hayes. So, I mean, we're going to go ahead and roll to a pretty amazing clip that was put together by Rob Dew. So let's check it out.
Pardon me?
I think your whole conspiracy is, and I don't think that you are helping our country.
Did you know the media misrepresents what I actually say? Like, give me an example of one of my conspiracies.
Come on in. That water is making the frogs gay.
It might look like we're out in a bush somewhere, but 15 feet on either side, we're surrounded by agriculture, and the runoff ends up in this river. All of the algae is a result of all the nutrients, because a lot of fertilizers are used in agriculture. And once those fertilizers get into the water, you get these blooms of algae. Our data so far suggests that the mixture of pesticides causes an increase in stress hormones. And those stress hormones cause immunosuppression, which leads to the inability to respond to any kind of disease pathogen.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay!
It seems that even the tough bullfrog isn't doing so well with the toxins in this water.
The war's nuts! In the war's nuts! In the war's nuts!
I got a chant going. What about gay frogs?
It's not funny! I'm gonna say it real slow for you. Gay frogs!
Hayes is testing the effects of chemicals like atrazine, a common herbicide.
We have a whole family of animals where we've eliminated the female chromosome.
Specimen 01.
These animals that we know are genetic males have been exposed to atrazine for their entire life. And many of these genetic males now are turning into females. And quite frankly, if you're a genetic male, it'd be nice if you developed as a genetic male, and now we have a chemical very common in the environment that's effectively sex-reversing animals.
Now, obviously, it's not fair to judge a guy on one isolated dumbass clip. So here's a bunch of them.
Alex is anti-gay. He's saying the chemicals are making people gay. Folks, it's making the frogs gay. Two-thirds of the frogs down in Houston are bisexual. Do you understand that?
The one that's sort of remarkable is this pair. These are both males. The one on the bottom, acting as the female, we affectionately refer to as Darnell. He's a genetic male that not only acts like a female, he lays eggs like a female. He, she has been exposed to atrazine all of her life. I don't even really know how to reference it. This is Darnell's third clutch. So Darnell has sons and daughters that we've grown up. You can see eggs in the bottom. This is actually her second clutch for today. She has been copulating for getting close to 24 hours now. This is probably one of the most remarkable things I've seen in my work.
Jones has argued that the government has the ability to control tornadoes and that tap water is a gay bomb.
So this is coming from a UC Berkeley biologist. And this is what Alex has been trying to say all along, that this atrazine chemical has been polluting the water, polluting the environment, and turning the frogs gay.
And drinking water. And the level of atrazine that it took to make this male turn into a female is three times less than what's allowed in our drinking water.
You know what? I guess it makes sense that Donald Trump wants to impress Alex Jones. Why would you want to drain the swamp if not to eradicate all those gay frogs? You stay there. You two stay where you are.
It's not just a problem with frogs. We should be concerned about it. The water that's causing their problems is the same water that we're drinking and using to water our crops.
What exactly is political correctness, and why is it being pushed on the American public? Well, political correctness is simply a form of psychological manipulation the government uses to control public opinion. By controlling your opinions, the establishment gets you to not only agree with their agenda, but to also ensure that your government-created viewpoint also influences others in a ripple effect. And this is how the power elite and the government stay in power. They use psychological manipulation to turn the public into obedient sheeple, and over time, we lose our ability to distinguish reality from deception. But how does political correctness and other deliberate deceptions work? Well, first, the establishment saturates mass media with their agenda they're trying to push until it invades every aspect of popular culture and is accepted as truth, such as global warming, for example. Then the establishment suppresses any counter-arguments to their agenda by calling critics kooky, nut jobs, racists, or, in the case of man-made climate change, climate deniers. You can learn more about this tyranny over the minds of men at InfoWars.com, PrismPlanet.tv, and our YouTube channel, Resistance News. This is Kit Daniels reporting.
Is the War Room.
Back. I'm Millie Weaver, joined by Jake Lloyd, and we are filling in for Owen Schroyer today on the War Room. Well, you know, we just saw this video about Tyrone Hayes, a biologist out of UC Berkeley, who did a groundbreaking study on atrazine, the chemical that is commonly used as an herbicide for agriculture, and how the runoff gets into the water and, yes, turns the frogs gay. What do you think about this, Jake Lloyd? About how all these liberals like to try to claim InfoWars is fake news because Alex talks about gay frogs.
Well, I mean, it's almost tiresome at this point because, I mean, for the past 20 years, Alex Jones has been saying that there's chemicals in the water that turn the frogs gay. And then for a while, the narrative became, well, it doesn't turn them gay. It just changes their genitals. It changes them from male to female, which was true. But now, as you saw in that video right there, the frogs actually are gay. It even showed a male and a female, or what used to be a male named Darnell, reproducing. They've laid eggs and everything.
Exactly. And you have these environmentalists that get so upset over cow farts. But then on the other hand, you don't hear them talking about atrazine, these chemicals that are used typically on these conventional and genetically modified crops that thus get into the water. And yes, they disrupt your hormones and they cause things such as homosexual behavior in frogs. And this is coming from an African-American biologist out of the liberal university, UC Berkeley. Now, what's in other words, what's interesting is CNN actually recently came out with a story that you told me about, Jake, and I found it so stunning. You want to tell us what that's about?
Yeah. Okay. So CNN came out with something. I think it's important to note about the frogs, though, before we move on. It said that three times less than what is allowed in our drinking water is what's doing this to these frogs. So I think that's important to note. But CNN came out with an article, I believe it was yesterday or the day before, saying that fluoride causes damage to infants in utero before they're even born. Fluoride exposure to young children, babies, fetuses, it damages their brain. It lowers IQ. CNN came out with this story. So that's an important thing to note. Alex Jones did talk about this and everything. The question, though, is why is CNN bringing this up now? Why would they give it to us? They don't have to cover every story that comes out. So there's a purpose for why they're bringing this up now. You know, it might be to try to take some wind out of our sails, try to take away credibility from InfoWars, because if they, you know, after 20 years of saying this, if CNN refused to cover this, even it would just bolster Jones's argument that the fake news media won't cover this stuff.
Exactly. And they have been denying it. You hear all these skeptics and these liberals, they've been denying the fluoride is causing cognitive function to lower, IQ to lower, and all of these effects on our health, not to mention the hormone disruption that occurs. They're denying this, yet all of a sudden now we have CNN coming out once again completely vindicating what Alex Jones has been saying for many years. And it's just amazing to see, you know, they were CNN and these mainstream media outlets were trying to deny the wiretapping incident. And then now, of course, they've come out and said that, no, actually there was wiretapping. that happened. So,
yeah, well, it's very clear that there was some ulterior motive to the Russia narrative. Now it seems definitely that whole narrative was a preemptive defense against the wiretapping claims. Because now, as Trump predicted, it's been proven that Trump Tower was wiretapped. And it begs the question, what connection does the Russian narrative have to this scandal that's going on?
Exactly. And, you know, and we've seen that the mainstream media, you know, not too long ago, they started picking up Antifa and kind of promoting Antifa. And, you know, Paul the Great even said that this is going to be the day that the mainstream media rues, the day that they actually start getting behind Antifa, which is a terrorist organization. Well, speaking of Antifa and BAM, which is by any means necessary, Milo Yiannopoulos, the controversial conservative speaker, is holding a free speech week at UC Berkeley, September 24th through September 27th. Now, this is extremely controversial. We can already bet that we're going to see a large amount of protests out there. We've seen the riots that have gone on at UC Berkeley when just one conservative speaker wants to come out and talk. But what do you think is going to happen? I mean, we have a huge lineup here. We've got Ann Coulter. We've got even Steve Bannon. We have Mike Cernovich, Milo Yiannopoulos. What do you think is going to happen, Jake?
I don't think that we can avoid the violence that's going to come out of this. I mean, I kind of rode the wave after the original Berkeley protest. That's kind of what propelled me into this business. I started going around to the different protests and stuff. And there's not, at no time was there ever any doubt about the violence that would be coming from the left. It's no question who the violence is coming from. So I don't know. I don't think that we can avoid violence because, you know, Milo started this back in, what was it? I think it was March or April earlier this year. The Milo controversy is what started this, and then other conservative speakers like Ann Coulter. And then that's what propelled people like Based Stickman and other people into the limelight, going around into liberal enclaves and fighting back against Antifa, not even causing violence, just going out there saying, we're not going to let you scare us out of
exactly.
This.
Exactly. Isn't it so bizarre that the birthplace of the Berkeley free speech movement, I mean, the free speech movement happened in Berkeley. Now, this happened in the 60s. And from what we know, what actually happened was it was the student body that stood up against the university. Now, the university back then was trying to make it so that you couldn't have politically activist events there on campus. And you had students saying, no, that's our First Amendment right. It's our right to go out there and to voice our political opinion, and you're infringing on our First Amendment.
Well, it's interesting because back in those days, the National Guard was called in to break up these events. That's where you get all these iconic black and white photos from. But now it's not the government coming in and silencing people. It's citizens self-policing themselves. That's one thing, and that's a tactic. We can get into that more later about how the government's done that. But we don't even need to have people coming out there silencing speech from the government because, for example, when Milo came out originally, Antifa, by any means necessary, all these groups came out there and did it themselves, rioting, burning the city down. So that's a very interesting parallel that you see. It's not at all the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting to see that it's a little bit of a reverse now, because now we have the students telling the university, hey, we don't want free speech. This is hate speech. We don't want this coming onto our campus. We actually have seen students and faculty, UC Berkeley teachers and professors, signing petitions and letters, sending it to the administration of Berkeley saying, we want to walk out. We want to have classes canceled. We don't want to have to be near this free speech event, which I'm sure they're thinking and hyping it up in their mind that these are going to be horrible, bigoted, racist Nazis all coming to their campus when it couldn't be farther from the truth. They just are completely buying into this false narrative.
Well, they had set up essentially what amounted to safe space bunkers before Ben Shapiro got there. And Ben Shapiro, you know, he's a smart guy and all that stuff, but he's not saying anything necessarily revolutionary or violent or shocking at all in any way. Like, he's not a Trump guy. He's not in this new wave of conservatism that we see. And they had set up safe space bunkers, that's what we'll call them, before this event, you know, offering psychological counseling for the damage that he was going to do. So I can't even imagine the things that are coming up when Milo shows up, Steve Bannon, Ann Coulter, Cernovich, all the other voices that are going to be there.
Well, we can guarantee that it's going to be huge. I'm going to actually be going out there to cover it. I'm hoping to interview Milo and Steve Bannon and Ann Coulter and some of these awesome people and just give you guys on-the-ground coverage from Berkeley. So remember, Free Speech Week from the 24th until the 27th of this month. And, you know, we're going to be covering this in depth after this break. We will be continuing on with this subject, and we're even going to be playing a video report from Milo Yiannopoulos, who really kind of breaks down the stonewalling, ignoring, and obstacles that really and truly the Berkeley staff administration has put in their way when they've been trying to orchestrate this event at UC Berkeley. So stay tuned, guys, after this quick break, and we will be more giving you guys some updates on UC Berkeley.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that Patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. You know, I'm really excited to be going out to this event at UC Berkeley, Milo's Free Speech Week. And, you know, this is why we ask you guys to please help support us so that Alex can continue to send awesome reporters out there into the field to go and cover these events so we can get the real information, the real story out to you guys with that live coverage. So make sure you guys support us at our store. Get 50% off emergency survival foods. You can get 40% off of Knockout. Z-Shield is 40% off as well, and all Emmerich's Essentials packs are now 50% off, as well as the Pro Pure King, which I love it myself. I have it at my home. It's amazing. It's 30% off. And remember, this week only, you will get 10% off your entire order if you enter in the code word War Room. So don't miss out. Get those awesome deals. Now, I really want to get back into UC Berkeley Free Speech Week, because this is set to be an amazing week. I know the Berkeley Patriot has really put together, I mean, this is the student group, the conservative Republican student group out of right. Berkeley that has put this event all together, and they've been the ones working with the UC administration, and they really put together a lineup of some really heavy-hitting conservative and controversial speaker. So I'm really excited to experience this, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm honestly kind of jealous that you're going to Berkeley. I missed out on the original round of Berkeley. But like I said earlier in the show, that's what inspired me to go to the other events, which eventually, you know, kind of launched my YouTube channel and then got me the job here. So I do, in a way, owe my career to Antifa. So thank you guys. You kind of gave me the platform to do that. But I think Berkeley's going to be, it's going to be a big deal. This coming Free Speech Week, I think it's going to be bigger than the last ones, which is fortunate and unfortunate.
Yeah, you know, Antifa, you guys are the gift that keeps on giving, because every time you guys go out there and riot and smash things, all you end up doing is helping Trump's polling numbers. People don't, I mean, when they see you going out there smashing people, you know, just your everyday Americans that want to go out and exercise the First Amendment, what do? You know, they go out and support the president that's supporting free speech and supporting
people. Well, it's the same. It's the same as the people that hate InfoWars and go out and scream in your face whenever you're doing like man on the street stuff, and they scream screw InfoWars or, you know, F Alex Jones or all this different stuff, but they don't understand. No matter how many times we tell you people, you still keep doing it and still keeps getting us views and more people viewing us to see you losers make fools of yourselves. So thank you.
Yes.
I have no fear saying that, because I know that you're too stupid to stop it. But anyways.
Exactly. And the ideological discrimination that we've been seeing at these liberal universities, you know, it's so bad where liberal professors outnumber conservative professors 12-1. And I'm sure that accounts for the alumni and the staff as well. And, you know, when you see that and students, they pick up on that and they feel that, they really feel like there's ideological discrimination in the university. And speaking of that, the Berkeley Patriot, which, you know, they're the ones who put this whole thing on, they really had been given a hard time by the UC administration, and that's why Milo put out this video to kind of break down the exact timeline and what all has happened to where they've tried to obstruct and really try to prevent this event from even happening. So let's go ahead and roll to that video from Milo Yiannopoulos.
Hello. If you've been reading the press over the weekend, you might have been misled into believing that Berkeley Free Speech Week is in a bit of bother. I'm here to set the record straight. UC Berkeley has been racking its brains for months trying to work out how to cancel Free Speech Week. They do not want us on campus. The administrators at UC Berkeley have tried everything to derail Free Speech Week, up to and including accusing the students of being inept. They're not. Here's what's really happening. Violent leftist thugs burnt down the UC Berkeley campus the last time I attempted to speak there. So they're right to fear the thugs will do anything to stop Milo, Anne, and Uncle Steve from holding a microphone on campus. Leading this coordinated bureaucratic mission to silence conservative voices at Berkeley is the Vice Chancellor of Student Affairs, Steve Sutton, who, it shouldn't surprise anyone, lists his preferred pronouns in his email signature. Another bad dude on the Berkeley campus is Assistant Vice Chancellor for Public Affairs, Dan... Is it Mogulov? Mogulov.
Mogulov.
Steve Sutton released a press statement over the weekend saying that two of Free Speech Week's headline events are now cancelled because the student group hosting us, the Berkeley Patriot, failed to file the paperwork on time. Well, that isn't true. For well over 3 weeks, the student group hosting Free Speech Week, the Berkeley Patriot, has been stonewalled, ignored, and sidelined by the Berkeley administration, which has consistently refused to answer questions.
These are the tactics that they use to then say, oh, we had to cancel because when the student group was too incompetent to follow through with the correct process, the formal process.
Administrators had run away. My company, Milo Inc., working with the Berkeley Patriots, has all permits, permissions, and venues reserved. We simply had questions regarding
the
contract
details. Exact same thing to YAF, Young Americans for Freedom. I believe it was when Ann Coulter was speaking at Berkeley several months ago. They did the exact same thing, and it actually worked. She actually did cancel, but they held a free speech event in her place. So,
spanning 3 weeks, Steve Sutton's office has refused to respond to us. On Wednesday, September 13th, his office finally sent a new contract to the Berkeley Patriot with the deadline to be signed and delivered with $65,000 in fees by Friday, September 15th at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Since August 25th, we've been working in good faith with Sutton's office, and the September the 15th deadline came from nowhere and was completely arbitrary. The contract sent Wednesday last week was identical to the old one. Our questions about refunds and other issues had not been addressed. The Berkeley Patriot asked Sutton's office if this was a mistake.
So basically,
in fact,
they wanted
between Wednesday and Friday afternoon of last week, members of the
event,
Berkeley Patriot,
they were going to get refunded their $65,000, which is reasonable before sending somebody $65,000.
Police, under influence from Sutton, rescinded an agreement with the Berkeley Patriot and informed the students they suddenly needed to file 12 separate security applications when they previously assured the students that they only needed one. The university's insurance company then suddenly let the students know that this event would not be covered. Meanwhile, as administrators at Berkeley were not returning calls to us last week, they were returning calls to somebody else. The Los Angeles Times. In a story published at 12:30 Pacific Standard Time on Friday, September 15th, the exact moment, according to emails, that Sutton's office finally responded to the Berkeley Patriot about the contract, the LA Times published a story quoting administrators saying the group hadn't filed their paperwork and that the event was probably not going to happen. And what did
not
the office have to say to us?
Not to mention that the information that Steve Bannon was even going to be attending was leaked to the press by the UC Berkeley administration, which now put the event at a heightened security risk.
Review, sign, and transfer $65,000 to the university in order to secure Zellerbach Hall and Wheeler Hall for our events. Despite the massive risk and repeated stonewalling from the administration at Berkeley, we did return the paperwork signed on time. By then, of course, the banks were closed on the East Coast and money would be sitting in limbo until Monday morning. This was designed to force a cancellation. We are not going to cancel Free Speech Week. I'm not going to allow these slippery bureaucratic tactics to derail an event that we've been planning for months and which is going to end up costing almost $250,000. UC Berkeley waited until after a speech by establishment-friendly conservative Ben Shapiro to respond to the Berkeley Patriot
so
and
let's,
to us.
Let's fade
They're
out.
Trying to pretend to you. That
so really and truly, this is just another prime example of the stonewalling, ignoring, and putting obstacles in the path of these people, these students, so that they can thus say the event's canceled. Well, unfortunately for them, Milo is resilient and the event is still going on. So stay tuned, guys. We will be back after this short break. And make sure you visit our store at InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but seven other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children, to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
Give me liberty or give me death. The fight for the future is now. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
Well, we can pretty much guarantee that we are going to see an Antifa presence at UC Berkeley come Free Speech Week, which is scheduled to take place this Sunday, September 24th, through Wednesday, September 27th. And, you know, we're going to see hysterical mobs of liberals out there going down to try and shut down free speech because nowadays they say that free speech is hate speech. I mean, what about that? We're in such a bizarre time period where we actually are seeing Americans and Americans that call themselves liberal, the original liberal, you know, going out there saying, we don't want free speech. We want safe spaces. We don't want to see, quote unquote, hate speech.
We could talk about the word hate speech forever. I mean, I don't think that hate speech is even a real thing. I don't think that there's such a thing as hate speech. And I don't think that even if there is a real thing such as hate speech, I don't think it should be qualified, for removal from the public sphere. I don't think that just because something is hateful, you can't say it. The point of the First Amendment is to protect speech that we don't like. That's the entire point of the Constitution, to protect things that may at one time become unpopular. Because it's not a matter of public opinion, it's a matter of God endowing us with those rights at birth. You know, those, they're things inherent within our beings. It's not a matter of opinion. It doesn't change and shift with the wind. So I think that's an important distinction to make, is that hate speech isn't a real thing, or it at least doesn't have legal standing.
Well, you know, there are certain types of speech that aren't protected legally in our country. I mean, of course, you can't go out and give death threats repeatedly to somebody because you will most likely have harassment charges filed against you. The person can get a restraining order in which a judge can then put a restraint on you. So there are things that aren't protected, but it's typically threats of violence, which we see Antifa do all the time, right? We see, you know, threats of killing people, which, you know, I know you were talking about a speech that was given by Linda Sarsour, right?
Where, the left loves to talk about right-wing hate speech, which really just consists of saying things like, you know, I like smaller government, I don't like welfare, I think that affirmative action is unfair. That's hate speech, but yet Linda Sarsour and her, you know, radical Muslim friends can go on live TV, they can talk at women's marches and call for a literal jihad, which is, there's no like confusion about what jihad means, and they can call for it. It's a literal holy war. And yet we have people like this.
So where's Antifa telling Linda Sarsour to stop the hate speech, stop calling for violence? They're not going to do it because, of course, the feminists have aligned themselves.
Alliance. It's an unholy alliance. You know, it's the enemy of my enemy is my friend. They all hate right wingers. They all hate small government people. They all, you know, whether or not they actually like each other, they all like the idea of an oppressive government coming in and regulating. You can do this. You can't do this. The problem is they don't realize that at one point that big government has to be aligned with one particular group, and that means all the other groups are going to be on the chopping block along with us right wingers. So that's the thing they don't understand, but that is the general idea of it. You know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Exactly. You know, and apparently there has been undercover footage of Antifa, or somebody that was going in disguise to infiltrate Antifa, that had caught some pretty interesting things on film, which, you know, probably isn't that shocking. I'm sure, you know, some people would say, of course, they're going to be saying these things they're saying. But let's let you guys judge for yourselves. Let's go ahead and roll to that clip.
Bring a baseball hat and wear it, and try to make sure it's unmarked so that it's plain. Because if everyone's wearing the white t-shirts and everyone's wearing the baseball hats, not only does that show solidarity, it makes it harder for the cops to try to say, that guy in the red shirt, I know he's the one who, you know, and then they try to frame you with something. So the more uniform people look, the more kind of anonymous and, you know, harder it is to try to pin and try to plant something or frame someone with some false accusations.
You should just sneak the bananas in because that's on that stupid ban items list. I would just hide it. Just put it in your waistband.
Yeah.
But bring it.
So there you have it, folks. I mean, this is how ridiculous. I mean, and bam.
That was Yvette Falarka,
exactly,
by the way.
Bam,
she's an elementary school teacher, I believe. Middle school teacher. Mm-hmm. That's what she is. She, you know, she was involved in a lot of different riots, protest, you know, conspiracy to riot is a charge that she could be, indicted on, but we haven't seen it yet. But I believe there is some legal action against her at this point, but that's undercover footage or, audio of her conspiring to frame people for stuff, you know, drive in unmarked cars or, you know, undistinguishable cars so that you can get away with these crimes that they conspire to commit without the police being able to identify you.
And this wouldn't be the first instance of a teacher getting involved with these radical terrorist organizations such as By Any Means Necessary or Antifa, because we have the bike lock professor who has now been faced with criminal charges, felony charges, for assaulting a Trump supporter at a rally with a bike lock. So this is not the first time. We've seen it time and time again, and we have to ask ourselves, are these the people we want educating our youth?
It's not even an exception at this point. It's the norm. You know, you have, like she said, Eric Clanton, the bike lock assault guy. You have Yvette Falarca. You have the guy that was on Tucker Carlson. I don't remember his name. He was just up on the screen a minute ago, but the long neck giraffe guy. We have all these people, all these far left radicals that are educating the kids. And that's a result of Soviet infiltration into the university system back in the 60s. And then the Soviet Union fell. So now we have all this Marxist craziness running amok without the Soviets being able to guide where it goes. So that's the origins of what we've got going on today.
Exactly. And it's extremely organized. I'll tell you what, when I was in Charlottesville and I witnessed what had happened between the Unite the Right, alt-right people that were there, and then the leftists, the Antifa, these groups that had come out, people that were part of Occupy were there as well. And it was so organized what I saw going on from the Antifa and Occupy side. They were almost militant in their moves, like the way they would draw the, you know, people on the right out so they could circle around them and pick them off and attack them and then block them running back to their medic area.
Well, it's weird.
So they're organized, and they have somebody with military training that is training them.
It's weird because most of them are like anarcho-communists or whatever, and they've removed this idea of a need for a government or a leader or anything like that. So they really devolve into kind of almost like primate-like tactics and behavior. You know, there's like truly like vying for this alpha male position. There's all these different, it's weird if you
barbaric,
actually look
yes.
at it. It is, it's extremely barbaric. And that's how they operate. I mean,
they throw urine and feces.
Yeah, they literally throw urine and feces, speaking of primate behavior.
Well, I mean, come on, guys. They were literally mixing water balloons filled with urine and feces and chemicals and throwing them at people. And I'm sure that they are going to come equipped with similar things when they go out here to this free speech week. And it's not going to be pretty.
Well, when I was in Portland, I went to Portland for a free speech rally at one of Joey Gibson's things. He also had one recently in California that got shut down. It was terrible. But the Portland Police Department tweeted out pictures after the event because they had us cordoned off. It was like about 500 patriots in the center. There was the Labor Party or the labor movement. There was like maybe 1,000 Antifa, like not even an exaggeration, and then some Democratic Socialists at one point. And Portland PD tweeted out pictures, just truckloads of confiscated weapons from these people. I mean, it was like billy clubs, butcher knives, bowie knives, chains, locks, explosives, like makeshift explosives and stuff. It was absolutely, I mean, it was disturbing the fact that I walked through those people. That's a different story for another time, but I had to walk through these people. I could have been stabbed and, you know, cut to shreds. But
definitely,
anyway,
it is a risk going out there. So anyone that's going to go out there, make sure you guys go together with friends that can help you. And, you know, avoid it if you don't want to go out there and risk getting injured, because it's going to be pretty serious. But, you know, I guess that's what it takes to protect the First Amendment. So stay tuned. We'll be right back, guys.
It was Thomas Jefferson who once said that our country is now taking so steady a course as to show by what road it will pass to destruction, to wit, by consolidation of power first, and then corruption its necessary consequence. Jefferson was warning us about the global elite, the 1% of the 1%, consolidating the world's wealth and subverting the people's voice in government. Unfortunately, we didn't heed his advice. We now live in a neo-feudalistic society in which we're treated as indentured servants who only exist to serve the needs of the establishment. Political office no longer represents the voice of the people, but rather the initiation process politicians go through to gain acceptance into the aristocracy. Simply put, we the people are responsible for civilization and culture, yet we're suppressed by a tiny elite who have organized into criminal gangs that operate governments around the world. We falsely believe that everything is simply black and white, one extreme against the other, conservative versus liberal, but things will change once more of us realize this truth. As Thomas Jefferson also said, enlighten the people generally, and tyranny and oppressions of the body and mind will vanish like evil spirits at the dawn of day. This is Kit Daniels with InfoWars.com.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Dangerous times, folks. We are at times where we have terrorist organizations going and forming. We've got Antifa. We have Islamic extremism that we have to worry about. Are we going to be walking through a shopping mall and there be a bomb or a shooting go off? Are we going to go out and try to hold a free speech rally? And are we going to have these Antifa or by any means necessary terrorists try to come out there and physically assault us? In their mind, they think they have every justification to physically assault you based on your political beliefs. And it's kind of interesting to see the similarities between both the Antifa groups and these radical Islamic extremists. And you know, we go out there. I'm going to be going out there again, guys, to Berkeley. So make sure you guys support us. Support our store, because Alex needs to have the money to send out more reporters and hire more awesome new reporters like we have Jake Lloyd here. But we have some awesome deals as well. We have 40% off of Knockout. Now, Knockout is amazing. It really, really helps you sleep, get that melatonin in your system, and it just gives you a really solid sleep. You will wake up the next morning and feel like $1 million. We have Z-Shield, and that's 40% off as well. And we also have all Emrex Essentials packs are now 50% off. So get it while it's 50% off, guys. I love their shampoo. I use it all the time. The Pro Pure King, 30% off. Get that clean water. Even CNN is now coming out admitting that fluoride has shown effects on young babies when they're in their mother's wombs. It's lowering their IQs. It's lowering their cognitive function. And also, for this limited time during this week, you can get 10% off your entire purchase order if you type in War Room as the coupon code. So make sure you guys go ahead and get those deals and help support us.
Hey guys.
All right, so now I definitely want to get back into, you know, some of this terrorism that we're seeing where we have these radical Islamists coming into our country. And thank goodness we have a president that is, you know, trying to put in place rules and regulations so that we don't have to deal with the increased threat. But my goodness, if Hillary Clinton would have gotten in, we would be in a heap of trouble like we're seeing with Europe and the UK. So I know, Jake, you had a pretty awesome story you were telling me about.
Yeah, so it's interesting because on one hand, we have the far left terrorists. You know, they mask themselves, they go out, they commit all different types of violence, all different stuff like that. A lot of people say that, you know, oh, Antifa's the real fascists, you know, the Nazis acted the same way. We see similar behavior from radical Islamists. But the truth is that all authoritarians act the same way. You know, they cover up their faces. They seize private property. They damage private property. They assault people for political gain. All different types of things. We're going to have a clip we're going to roll here in just a second showing, this happened actually a few months ago, but it's a clip showing the religion of peace at work. It's a refugee from Myanmar in Melbourne, Australia. So we can go ahead and roll that clip now.
So apparently this man was upset about having to wait for a long time at the bank. So he then decides to go out and get some petroleum, some flammable liquid.
He poured gasoline in the entrance of the bank.
Exactly.
You'd think that if you're trying to burn it down, you might pour it in a more strategic place, but I'm not going to try to tell him how to live his life.
So he literally goes and starts pouring this giant tank of gasoline in the bank. But as he's pouring it, he's walking over it. And then he lights the match. And lo and behold, he even sets himself on fire. But, you know, when I first saw this, Jake, I really was questioning, you know, did he light himself on fire on purpose? Was this like a suicide?
I didn't know at first. It turns out it doesn't look like he did it on purpose. It looks like it was an accident. He's just really, really stupid, which you do have to be to try to burn a bank down for a lengthy withdrawal anyways. But, so he did it on accident, I believe. He's not dead. You know, you can say luckily or unluckily depending on how you feel about it, but he's not dead. This was about 4 months ago. He did have 60% of his body had third degree burns all over it.
So that's
the story on that guy. The CCTV footage just got released. So that's why this is out now.
And this man's name was Nur Islam. He was 22 years old and apparently
they call that foreshadowing.
Yeah. Apparently, the authorities had been trying to question whether or not they were going to go forward with enhancing charges or decreasing, charges based on the fact that there's a little bit of question that his defense attorneys had put in saying that, oh, he wasn't intentionally going in there to hurt anyone. But I don't know
how you can't really blame him.
Yeah, how would you argue that?
It's just his culture. You know, that's just what they do in Myanmar. You know, that's what they do in Muslim majority countries. They just, you know, they rape people. They don't let women speak in public or drive. They set things on fire when they're unhappy. It's their culture. What can you do? You know, you can't hold them to our standards. You know, we can't continue to oppress these people with these, oppressive societal norms like not burning down banks. It's kind of ridiculous. I don't know where we got it from.
Well, because, you know, they were raised in a completely different culture. So it's the clash of cultures when you have people that were raised in a culture where you would see, beheadings on the street. You would see women being stoned to death for being accused, not even having a trial, being accused of having, you know, sexual relations outside of marriage. You would see honor killings all the time. So it wasn't even something that he would think twice about necessarily. Like, maybe I shouldn't go burn down this gas.
But all cultures are equal.
Bank.
They're all equal. Don't worry about it. Don't question it. They're all equal. Nothing's better or worse than the other. All religions lead to the same place. It's all good. It's all fine.
You know, the bottom line is really this. Should we be taking the risk, putting ourselves as Americans at an increased risk when we have people that are likely to go and do some of these things where, you know, not only that, but you can actually have the risk of known ISIS members and jihadists coming into the country and committing terrorist attacks.
Well, the argument is that it's a few people, it's a minority. Ben Shapiro actually did a great video on this a while back, you know, talking about how it's not a Muslim majority. It's actually a myth. Throughout the world, most of these people, if they aren't actually out there doing these deeds, they are supporting them financially or in spirit through prayer or anything like that. And that kind of takes us to another issue that's been going on. In Detroit, there was a doctor who was being accused, you know, allegedly performing female genital mutilation on infants. Now, originally her bond was denied back in May. They said they weren't going to let her off on bond at all. And then the judge said, you know what, you can get out if you can get $4.5 million. And the scary thing is this was crowdfunded. People raised the money. $4.5 million to get this woman out of prison for mutilating female genitals at birth. That shows that this isn't a few radical Islamists in, you know, Myanmar. This is a large amount of American citizens in Michigan that are doing this. They're raising $4.5 million.
What does that say? What does that speak to? I mean, it's pretty disturbing that we have feminists getting behind some of these orthodox Muslim traditions that oppress women.
Well,
I mean, when you have women having to wear the covering
at the, you know, women's march.
Yeah.
Calling for jihad.
Exactly. Calling for jihad. And then now you've got them supporting female genital mutilation. And here's the thing. Most people would think, hey, you know, okay, so they won't likely get this passed because there has been a push to make it legal to do female circumcisions. But the reality is this, they can use the exact same argument with the law regarding male circumcision. And what they'll argue is, oh, well, you know, if you can do it for a boy, then why not for a girl? Thus, it's discrimination. Equal rights, right? The equal right to have your genitals mutilated. It's unbelievable. I mean, how is this feminism? How are you fighting for women's rights? I would be so upset if I were that little baby girl that I didn't get to say whatever happened to my body, my choice. You guys say this all the time, but does that apply to, you know, female circumcision?
Well, it's my body, my choice until it's not. I mean, it's the same. It's your body, it's your choice unless you're a female infant.
Right?
Inside of a womb, in which case you don't have the choice,
you know,
as to whether or not you get killed and sold for Lamborghinis.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, when they say my body, my choice, it's actually not their body. It's the body of a fetus, a baby, a human being that they're deciding to terminate. But when they want to talk about my body, my choice, you've got feminists supporting female genital mutilation when it actually is her body. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Well, stay tuned, guys. We will be back. We're going to be covering some more awesome stories, and we're going to be joined by Roger Stone, the great Roger Stone. So make sure you guys check out our store, InfoWarsStore.com. Guys, get those amazing deals. The knockout is the way to go. If you want to sleep great, get yourself some knockout. Caveman's also 50% off too. I love some caveman in my smoothies. All right, guys, stay tuned. We will be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/
Warning. This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's The War Room with Roger Stone. Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
Supporters have been saying that Trump's UN speech was even more epic and greater than his inauguration speech. But apparently also Mike Pence's speech at the UN Security Council was pretty epic as well. And we got this clip, so let's go ahead and roll Mike Pence.
But the truth is, the Human Rights Council doesn't deserve its name. As we look at the membership of the council today, we see nations that betray these timeless principles upon which this institution was founded. Today, the United Nations Human Rights Council actually attracts and welcomes many of the worst human rights violators in the world. A clear majority of the Human Rights Council's members fail to meet even the most basic human rights standards. Cuba sits on the Human Rights Council, an oppressive regime that has repressed its people and jailed political opponents for more than half a century. Venezuela sits on the Human Rights Council, a dictatorship that undermines democracy at every turn, imprisons political opponents, and as we speak, is advancing policies that worsen deprivation and poverty that's costing the lives of innocent men, women, and children. This body must reform the Human Rights Council.
So he's just basically pointing out the hypocrisy, right? That you have all these countries on this humanitarianism council, and yet they are really bad at human rights. I mean, they don't
have a good track record at all. And I think that watching that one was great, but I think watching that really highlights, you know, we get caught up splitting hairs here in Trump's base. You know, we're like, oh, He might go for DACA now. He might have almost went into Syria, but he didn't. We get caught up in these little battles, but we forget how good it is just to have him in the White House, even if he does some things wrong. You know what I mean? We have a president going, and he said the word sovereign nation like 25 times in his UN speech. Mike Pence was just there in front of the Human Rights Council, you know, calling out dictatorships and people with terrible track records on human rights. So I think that, you know, it's nice to sit back and take a minute. It's a good problem to have, you know, the fact that we're getting back to true Americanism, to where we call out this evil and stuff. But it's nice just to take a look at it and say, you know what, even if we go off the rails a little bit here and there, we're still worlds and worlds better than where we were before and where we would be with Hillary Clinton.
That's right. It would be horrible with Hillary Clinton. But I don't want that to be the only thing, because we can't just say, oh, well, we'll settle for anything President Trump does, even if he veers from his campaign pledges, just because he's better than Hillary Clinton, because that's not true. We at InfoWars, we will hold President Trump's feet to the fire. Agreed. If he decides that he's going to veer from that campaign pledges. You know, but here's the reality on DACA. I mean, I've heard this over and over again about, okay, he's veering from his campaign pledges with DACA. But the reality is this. He's essentially using DACA to bargain for the border wall budget and for the security. And right. Some people say, well, you know, he's not supposed to be, we're not supposed to pay for the wall. Mexico's supposed to pay for the wall. But the thing with that is you can still make Mexico pay for the wall. It's called send them a bill. That's the billing process.
Right, or tariffs and stuff. I think it's important to note. I do agree we have to hold President Trump's feet to the fire and everything. You know, a lot of people are going off and saying now, like, because he's been using DACA to get more security measures is basically what he said. And a lot of people are saying, well, it was never meant to be a literal wall. You know, we'll get more security measures or we'll get this or that or whatever. But no, it clearly in the campaign, it was a literal wall and we need to hold him to that standard. We need a literal, physical, impenetrable wall. We can't, you know, we've got the security measures and stuff now. We've got the drones. We've got the heat sensors, all that stuff. And it's not working. It works to an extent, but it's not going to work as well as a physical wall would. So I think that's an important thing to note.
Exactly. We need that internal security because that's the way you're going to go after the visa overstays. We'll stay tuned, guys. After this short break, you're going to have Roger Stone, who's going to be hosting for an hour here, 4 to 5. So you're not going to want to miss it. Roger has some amazing updates and some amazing intel coming up, guys. So stay tuned.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government. Independence isn't a day. It's a mindset, an attitude that says, I will not be your dependent. I will not be your slave. Dependence and slavery is a chain that is forged link by link with gradual infringements. When you trade your liberty for safety, to that extent, you become their slave. Slaves are never safe. You won't get rich by being a slave. Guard your liberty. Regard with suspicion anyone who tries to take it. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
The War Room with Roger Stone, and no, this is not Owen Scheuer here sitting on my lap. This is what we at InfoWars are all about. This is Carter Davis, and he is a very well-mannered and charming and highly intelligent child, and he is mesmerized by InfoWars. Whenever Alex Jones is on, he claps his hands, he smiles. He's a very patriotic baby. But it is Americans like him that InfoWars is all about. That's why I ask you to go to the InfoWars.com store. It does not matter to me whether you get the Brain Force or whether you get the epic, iconic Bill Clinton rape t-shirt, which Alex Jones catapulted into pop culture history. It all helps. So anyway, I'm going to give Carter Davis to someone who can handle him perhaps a tad better than I. It's great to join you. Paul Manafort, if you put his name into the news on a search basis, has hit an astronomical number of mentions in the mainstream and alternative media in the last 2 days. Revelations that Manafort had been wiretapped twice. Now, the report in the New York Times said that the tapping of Manafort happened after the campaign, but they conceded that it happened during the presidential transition and during the time that Trump was president-elect, including, of course, the inauguration. It was during the inauguration, the New York Times published a story that said that Carter Page, Paul Manafort, and Roger Stone were all subject to FISA warrants, and that they had found emails, records of financial transactions, and later they would report on the 31st, I believe it is, transcripts of telephone intercepts of these three men, including yours truly, and that although we've never seen any evidence, we now know that in the case of both Manafort and Page, so far they are, that is so far correct, that they were both under the being spied upon under the aegis of a legal FISA warrant. But what it meant was they found nothing in their first fishing expedition, and they found nothing in the second one. He wasn't carrying any water for the Russians. Now, Manafort is in an embattled place because he is fighting so many battles at once. He has to fend off Mueller's hard chargers. When they kicked in the door of his apartment and then jimmied a lock to break into a bedroom where he and his wife were sleeping, they were there for 5 hours looking through everything, ransacking the place. They took away two large boundaries of notebooks that were pretty certain they had in advance. They took a very full and detailed inventory of Paul Manafort's closet full of custom-made Brioni suits. Now, this is a kind of an interesting point because Manafort was aficionado of an Italian style of tailoring that one saw in Brioni that had a higher and tighter armhole. Less, it was a much tighter and more continental garment. I never favored that cut. The problem, and Manafort bought them at the very finest tailors in both France and Italy in this cut. The cut, unfortunately, is not and was not, beneficial to his body type. And therefore, I never particularly liked it, but it was almost like a trademark. Manafort was always very, very expensively dressed with almost all Italian finery, and he had a nice, has a nice taste level. Now, the question, of course, is, did Manafort take a tax deduction against these suits, the so-called Ozzie Nelson deduction? For those of you too young to know, Ozzie Nelson was a band leader, a early television star whose entire family were public figures. His son, Ozzie Nelson, Ricky Nelson, was a very successful solo rock act in any event. Nelson attempted to argue to the IRS that his suits, because he wore them on television and in personal appearances, he also worked in nightclubs, that these were, professional deductions, that these were legitimate business deductions. They were disallowed, which is why I told my friend Alex Jones, do not, under any circumstances, try to deduct your suits. Manafort is a very interesting fellow. He comes from a family of Republicans. His father was the legendary and extremely popular Republican mayor, Paul Manafort Sr., of the town, the gritty, actually industrial city of New Britain. New Britain had a very substantial Italian and Polish communities and is a very tough and down-at-the-heels city at this point. It's an industrial city. And he is, it's a 3-1 Democrat area, but Republican, Italian Republican Paul Manafort the family name being Manafort, does very well. Paul Manafort Sr. would be drafted to run for Congress when Congressman Thomas Mescal gave up this seat, the 6th District, to run for the governorship. And Manafort comes from a state, as do I, that is this last state in the country that selects the major state office candidates in a full convention, and then perhaps a primary. It used to be just a convention, or a convention if the loser got 20% of the convention. That's been revised some in more recent years, but it's not a terribly open process. So it is really evident at this point that all these things have to be considered at the juncture that Trump loses Wisconsin, he loses Colorado, he loses North Dakota, bungled by Corey Lewandowski, and the delegates from Louisiana, which Trump has won fair and square, are stolen from him in some state convention skullduggery. And this is the juncture at which he sends for Manafort. Manafort is, because of this breeding in Connecticut where he cuts his teeth in politics, and then the fact that the Republican National Convention is governed by the same organizational rules as the Young Republicans and the College Republicans. We've all learned, if you came up through those organizations, as I did, as did many, Senator Bill Brock and F. Clifton White, the legendary Bill Rusher, all coming through up through that that Republican milieu, John V. So that is the Manafort I know. We'll talk more about him and why I really think he was indispensable in helping the president get his campaign into fighting shape.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Roger Stone, and you're in the War Room with Owen Scheuer, and he's kind of he's going to be my Ed McMahon on some of these missions, my Arthur Treacher. Owen is a firebrand in his own right. I was dining out in Las Vegas recently with Omar Navarro, the hard-charging young conservative who is really taking the issues to Maxine Waters. And she very much, he very much credits, Owen to, introducing him to the alternative media community as a viable charger. He was also there when, Carla Spaulding, who's running against Deborah Wasserman Schultz, had her InfoWar debut. And, he understands the need for young, hard-charging, relentless candidates. Nixon used to call them nut cutters, you know, guys who are willing to fight. They're very rarely moderate Republicans, I might add. So we are now in this point in which the deep state is choking over the House of Cards coming down seriatim. First, the FISA court releases documents reported in March that said that at least 30,000 Americans had been surveilled. One out of 20 of their intercepts was an improper intercept of an American talking to someone abroad. Manafort most certainly would have had Trump all within the period of his tweets. But it is stunning to hear now for the first time, and I think we'll get this out before CNN, that Manafort surveillance began in May, not after the election, as asserted by the New York Times. That means he underwent an initial wiretap that afforded nothing. And he also then that was turned off. But was only reinstated at a time that he was taking a very high profile and high responsibility job. We now know that the ledger cited in the front page of the New York Times that is supposedly found at a political clubhouse of an Eastern European, indeed a Ukrainian political party, They now believe, prosecutors in that case believe it to be a fabrication, that Manafort's name is either inserted into the book or the entire book has been created. You will not read that in the New York Times. They put the ledger on page one, but other outlets have reported it. So Manafort, I can tell you that I spoke with him only hours ago. He is feisty. He is not feeling in battle. He is realizes that the Mueller team, these are not his words, but I got the clear impression that they are going to attempt to arm twist him to bear false witness against the president, say, oh, yes, we were colluding with the Russians, and Donald Trump knew everything. Pardon me for that Marco Rubio moment. So it is going to be very interesting to see now as the evidence adds up. Not only have this stunning admission by the administration, and now the fact that Manafort was targeted when he joined the campaign means this is a political hit. That very information is then unmasked in violation of the law, I would argue, to see what the political information yielded. So it is far more corrupt or dangerous and a greater violation of civil liberties than Watergate ever could possibly be. But it is, I think, what has transpired in this place. And the mainstream media yawned at this story. Sarah Carter and her colleagues put this story out. It is now interesting. You've got Mr. James Clapper, the director of information under Obama, who says categorically that Trump was not surveilled, but they always say we have no evidence, we have no information. It's a carefully weeded, worded weasel word. But then he is, of course, captured red-handed when Edward Snowden comes forward and the proof of the metadata program becomes known to every American. This is why we need people like Julian Assange. The idea that the Senate, led by Mark Warner, is trying to pass legislation that declares Assange an evil foreign power. He's just a man, publisher, journalist. He calls him as he sees him. There has been no time in the history of WikiLeaks that anyone has questioned the authenticity of the material he reproduces. You can't say that of the New York Times or the Washington Post. And then additionally, for those who argue, well, he's publishing stolen material, they should look at the United States versus New York Times in the Pentagon Papers case. Or more precisely, look at just about anything written by Bob Woodward and you'll find classified information. This is what journalists do. The harassment of Assange. I recognize that at the end of the election, the vice president, the Secretary of State, John Kerry, goes to British government, goes to the highest levels and says, you should suspend your diplomatic recognition of Ecuador. That would remove the safe haven of the Ecuadorian embassy. We will charge the place with commandos and seize Assange. The Brits fortunately say no. At another time, Hillary Clinton talks about dropping a drone on Assange. Sounds like a joke, but if you can hear her hideous witch-like voice, she's not joking. So why is this? Because Julian Assange is a man with answers. He's fearless. He is very much in the tradition of InfoWars. And while we're on InfoWars, I'll remind you again that the Super Blue toothpaste and the Super Blue mouthwash outstanding products, 50% off. These kinds of strategic purposes keep us ahead of schedule on the expansion here at InfoWars, where we're going to bring you some incredible new programs and guests. So if you're looking for tested products that you can count on, knowing you're also boosting the revolution with every dollar you spend, then please take a moment to look at these incredible samples. My grandson likes the bubblegum flavored toothpaste. A little sweet for me. I'm Roger Stone. You're at the War Room.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
Warning. This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's the War Room with Roger Stone. Watch the live stream
right now
at Infowars.com/show.
Hi, I'm Roger Stone. I'm here on the War Room, which is among the exciting new programs that we are putting forward on the InfoWars platform. We're moving to a day when we're going to be broadcasting around the clock, but we now are bringing you 10 hours of breaking news and alt-right, if you will, whatever that means, but pro-freedom, pro-liberty, pro-sovereignty, pro-sanity, pro-Christianity government. And it's been exciting. We're still in the shakedown phase. I think I've done the show from five different cities. Fortunately, we have my associate, Owen Scheuer, who keeps us anchored at the desk and helps us with a lot of the graphics. So we're having fun, and a lot of times, even if I do have the opportunity to be on with Alex Jones to take over for the Alex Jones show, I get more details later in the day, and you'll get a breaking story here at the War Room. Make no mistake about it, we're looking at our third coup d'etat, in my view. We know that John F. Kennedy was murdered. We know that Richard Nixon was essentially forced from office, both by the deep state, resentful of any number of things. These very same forces now, in a sense, have captured our president. Look at it this way, that he's the good king, but he has been captured by the bad knights. Now, they treat him like a king, but they are leading him to decisions. I spoke to a White House employee who is a mid-level and knows and hears things in the administration, and they told me, quote, "I see Reaganism being diluted constantly by this upper crust of assistants to the president, none of whom ever shared the initial premise of his ideas." The recent leak that we would, yes, indeed, we would go back and look into the Paris Accords, was leaked by Gary Goldman Sachs Cohen, who is the president's chief economic advisor. Now, why, you ask, would a conservative Republican reform conservative have a liberal Democrat from Goldman Sachs, who he vilified during the campaign? It really is an odd question, other than to say that the belief is that Cohn is the patron, or his patron, his rabbi, as it were, is Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law. This is also true of Sheila Habib Powell, who's now folded into the McMaster crowd. McMaster is riding high right now. He came this close to being discharged. President was ready to cut his throat. Oddly enough, Anthony Scaramucci was among those who stepped in to, at least they thought, temporarily take his job just before Reince was to deliver the axe. Well, Reince got axed. Now, this took longer than it should have. But McMaster's ties to Soros, the Ford Foundation, to the Rockefeller Foundation, the instance the other day where he blew up meeting with Israeli diplomats and telling them that Hezbollah is not a terrorist organization. This is very disturbing. And as I have reported here at InfoWars, the Israelis have confirmed that McMaster, or McSoros, as some in the Orange Man Society, the Orange Man 45 is a club, a secret club of Trump diehard supporters who will do whatever it takes to see the Trump revolution to fruition. In any event, that is, I think, all quite manageable. Right now, Cohen fights to cut the tax rate that the president, or I should say lessen the cut of the tax rate that the president doesn't think, thinks should be put on all businesses, big and small. This is the program devised by Larry Kudlow, my friend Steve Moore, a little help from Jeffrey Bell, I believe. This is a very dynamic, pro-growth plan that is the cornerstone of a Trump economy. It's absolutely the cornerstone of any kind of job revival. If the president does not stick to his guns on the question of his tax cuts, I feel his revolution can be doomed. A booming economy, or even a swiftly growing economy, can generate more revenues for the country's other problems and make them more soluble. And the president does have a homicidal maniac, pardon me, in Korea that he has to deal with. They are very interesting that Hope Hicks, who is now the longest remaining Trump loyalist, formerly of the Trump Organization, formerly worked for Ivanka Trump, comes from a very respected and well-known older family in Greenwich, Connecticut. She is a woman of extraordinary beauty and charm. She is a very decent, well-possessed, approachable, honest person, and I have no doubt whatsoever for the 6 months I worked with her was an honor. For someone who wasn't born to oppress backwards, she's got a very good instinct of who the weasels are and they are not, and who has the president, the president's best interests in mind. And he helps the president, I think, form, pardon me, form his thoughts. So she's a terrific woman. And so far, Kelly has made no move on her. In fact, she was just given the job of communications director. There she is, Hope Hicks, the belle of Greenwich, Connecticut, a great woman. I don't know who this Polish guy over on the right is. In any event, that was one of the titillating things out there. Millie, when I woke up to see that Corey Lewandowski said that Paul Manafort and Roger Stone should go to prison forever if they worked with the Russians to rig the 2016 election. That's laughable. Corey Lewandowski should go to prison for the rest of his life if he doesn't stop lobbying without registering. In any event. So, Millie, how do you see the Trump UN conflagration? He really dropped some bombs.
Millie's getting plugged in right now, Roger. We just came back in, but I definitely I missed that last part that you said. I had a little earpiece problem, but it definitely is telling, seeing the connections between the Russia conspiracy and Paul Manafort being surveilled beforehand. It seems pretty evident to me. It doesn't take a lot of thinking to notice that the Russia narrative was a preemptive cover for the surveillance that we see on Paul Manafort and other Trump associates. It looks like we're about to go to break right now, but we'll be right back with Roger Stone. He's going to finish that thought, and we'll go a little bit back and forth for that next segment.
Make sure you guys check out our store, InfoWarsStore.com, to support us, because we are fighting the information war. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Staunch anti-federalist, Patrick Henry was opposed to the Constitution, fearing it would become a monster that would take over not only the sovereign states that had created it, but that it would become a tool to destroy individual liberty. His warnings, ignored, have now come to pass. He said, "You're not to inquire how your trade may be increased, nor how you are to become a great and powerful people, but how your liberties can be secured. For liberty ought to be the direct end of your government." Patrick Henry warned us, "The liberties of a people never were, nor ever will be secure, when the transactions of their rulers may be concealed from them." Today, everything the government does at every level is concealed from us. We have trade deals to manage our economy that not even our elected representatives are allowed to see. Later in life, Patrick Henry looked back and said, "When the American spirit was in its youth, the language of America was different. Liberty, sir, was the primary object. Today, our primary concern is safety and comfort, when we should be demanding liberty." For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and I'm joining you from Casa del Stone in New York City, where I'm preparing testimony all weekend, huddled with my lawyers, to face the House Intelligence Committee hearing, which will be the coming Tuesday. I relish the opportunity to mix it up with such notables as Congressman Adam Schiff and Congresswoman Jackie Speer, Congressman Himes, and many other irresponsible leftists, including Congressman Swalwell and others. As I am actually kind of working on this right here, because it's cocktail time in New York, you understand. But we are most definitely going to lay out a broader case about the whole question of Russian collusion when I go to Washington. They will not admit any. They would not admit my wife. She's not allowed to go into the hearing room with me. I'm allowed two lawyers, no electronic devices, no notes. It's like a presidential debate. Millie, what do you think of that? They won't let the wife in the room.
I think that's ridiculous. I think that, you know, I think that that's ridiculous, Roger. I think that there's no reason they shouldn't allow your wife to go in. But I also think it's ridiculous that they're even having this whole Russia probe in the first place when they really don't have any evidence of a Russia collusion with the Trump administration. But on the contrary, we've seen evidence of Hillary Clinton and the fact that they even chose to not go forward with further indictments and actions against her, claiming that the public wasn't interested in that, when that's just completely not true. So the whole thing just seems like a witch hunt to me, if you ask me, Roger.
Yeah, I think witch hunt is exactly right. And in this particular case, it is an invention of John Podesta. It's a brilliant stratagem to distract attention from the fact that Podesta and his brother and Bill and Hillary are pulling in big bucks. But the other issue that here I think is getting overlooked is the role of Ukraine in this election. Lee Stranahan, who is a friend of the show here at InfoWars, has had a series of stunning reports about the illegitimate Ukrainian effort to affect our election. Proven meetings with the Clinton hierarchy, contacts with Mrs. Clinton and her husband themselves. And now we know these very Ukrainians are selling missile technology to the North Koreans. If you wondered why their rockets are suddenly becoming a little more strategic, ignore that Trump supporter there in the background, then you will know that they understand exactly what's going on.
Exactly, you know, and North Korea obviously has somebody helping them. I mean, North Korea on its own, they don't have the capabilities to create such advanced missile technology and nuclear technology. So it's obvious that there's somebody else that's behind the scenes and helping them, and really and truly further investigations need to be looked into regarding that. But, you know, as far as this whole collusion thing, Roger, we've been dealing with this over and over again, and it's clearly, like I said before, it's a witch hunt, but even the fact that they have more evidence of Clinton having Russian ties, I mean, the whole thing just seems like a big slap in the face, and I think the American people see that and see it for what it is.
Well, I'll tell you this. Paul Manafort is among the most decent, honest, hardworking, focused, and capable people I know in American politics. He played an important role in the election of Ronald Reagan, George Bush, and he tried valiantly with us for Bob Dole, a real American patriot. There is still no allegation that any of his political activities in Ukraine are illegal. He worked for a democratically elected political party in an election recognized by the United States. Let's be very clear. The president of Ukraine's critics then bribed Hillary Clinton and others hundreds of millions of dollars so that they would look the other way, so that that president could be removed at gunpoint by a mob, not an election, not an impeachment, but mob rule. That is the dirty story of Ukraine. And Ukraine most definitely did interfere in this election. But, of course, Democrats have no interest. I heard this tape when I was on with Laura Ingraham yesterday of Rob Reiner saying the Russians have been a problem since 1917. Well, where the hell were you guys, liberals, I mean, in the 20s and 30s and through the 50s when these people were stealing atomic secrets through the Rosenbergs? It is so absurd for them who had no problem with the way the Obama administration rolled over again and again and again for the Russians, doing nothing when they rolled into Crimea, for example. The reset is a joke. But now suddenly they're anti-Russian. I'm going to open a bottle of Russian vodka as soon as we get off because I run a tad dry. But other than that, I have no Russian connections.
Right? That's pretty funny, Roger. Well, you know, it really begs the question, is the reason why we don't see the leftists aligning themselves with Russian influences as much as they might have in the past, could that be because the Russians aren't Soviets anymore and perhaps they're still aligning themselves with Russian influence, but it's just not the current government and power structure in Russia. It's the their shadow government, so to speak, the remnants of the Soviets. Do you think that that's possible?
This is what Dr. Lyndon LaRouche has written about and prophesized for. And he's right. The Chinese would be good partners. If they were our partners, we'd have strong, prosperous nations. We'd need peace, of course. Let them come in out of the cold and not be the outlaws of nations, stealing our technology, manipulating our currency. Get in with a deal maker like Donald Trump, do some good trade deals, and both of our countries could be wealthy and safer. I think that approach is the way to go. But we also know that the rocket fuel being used by the North Koreans was supplied mostly by the Chinese and some by the Russians. So these communists and ex-communists always play a double game, and that should never be missed.
Oh, I was just going to make a comment on, you mentioned Ukraine and how there was collusion between Ukrainians and Hillary Clinton. Lee Stranahan also pointed out an interesting connection between Ukraine and events going on here in the United States. In Charlottesville, there was a very similar rally, protest/riot that happened in Ukraine with a torch-lit march, far-right symbolism, Nazi-type symbolism. So there is clearly a type of collusion with someone in Eastern Europe, and there's been no evidence to suggest that it is Trump or any Trump associates, but it's very clear that there is some collusion with Eastern Europe going on here.
No, it's very interesting that people are seeing carried banners in Charlottesville that say blood or soil. That is the slogan of the fascist movement. And that's what they are. That's what we installed there are fascists. That is the mark of the fascist government. So that is exactly the case. General Kelly, continuing to, listen in on the president's most important phone call. Some think he believes that he's listening in on all phone calls. I'll be talking about that with Alex Jones tomorrow. During the midday hour. One more time, I ask you yet again to go to the Infowars.com store. This fluoride-free toothpaste that shouldn't bother you if you're in the John Birch Society because it has no fluoride in it, and it is a great, great product. Help us finance the revolution. Roger Stone, The War Room, Owen Scheuer. We'll be back at ya.
Yeah,
control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute 1 part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/...
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Throw away your television. Time to make this clean decision. Master waits for its collision now.
Welcome back. I'm Millie Weaver, joined by Jake Lloyd. We're filling in for Owen Schroyer. Well, we've had, that was amazing what the information Roger Stone gave us with all of the case that's going on and this whole Russian collusion story that the mainstream media has been perpetuating and pushing over and over again. And, you know, I know you said you wanted to speak a little bit on this whole Russian thing. What's your take on this, Jake?
Well, it's very interesting, like Roger said, the connections that you see between Hillary Clinton, the Ukrainians, John McCain and the Ukrainians, these events, and the Ukrainians again. We see all those events and connections, and yet there's been no investigation, no public looking into it, and yet Trump and Russia continues to be the prevailing narrative on the mainstream media with absolutely zero reason.
Exactly, and we have to look at North Korea as well, because we know that they weren't getting their missile tech from nowhere. We know that it's not them that's been creating it. Who's been supplying the nukes, the technologies, the missile technologies to North Korea? That's something that needs to be looked at, and we are going to be taking callers at the end of this hour, so make sure you guys get in there, get in line, because we're going to be talking about discussions such as North Korea and the Berkeley Free Speech Week. So if you guys wanted to come in and ask any questions on that, so make sure you call in. Our number is 888-201-2244. Again, 888-201-2244. So you make sure you guys call in. Well, before that, we're going to talk a little bit about censorship and how Facebook, Twitter, all of these social media, especially YouTube, these social media platforms have been censoring conservatives. I know I have had the hammer dropped on me myself. My YouTube channel has been 90% demonetized. I mean, completely. And it just says not eligible, not advertiser friendly, and they don't give you much of an option to contest it. I mean, even when I do contest it, it says manually overruled.
Right. The exact same thing, actually happened to me. I had one video that was flagged saying it was, advertiser unfriendly, things like that, because it was at a Confederate monument protest in New Orleans. And that's what had it flagged. And I clicked, you know, please review this. And then a day after I clicked review this, 90% of the rest of my channel was demonetized. So it was, you know, they obviously took a second look at it and goes, oh, we need to censor more of this guy's stuff.
Exactly. And when it happens to you, you feel powerless. You feel like, man, this really is so lame. I want to go find a different platform. And that is the solution. And that's why coming up after this break, we are going to be talking to the founder and CEO of Gab AI, who has created this new platform, the little icon with the little frog face, which is supposed to be pro First Amendment, pro free speech. It's going to be a platform that's available so that when all of you guys start getting kicked off of these liberal, regressive, progressive sites like Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, well, fear no more, because Gab AI is there. So we're going to be talking to, what is his name? Andrew Torba. Sorry about that. Andrew Torba, who apparently is the head of Gab AI, and they actually filed a lawsuit against Google.
That's right. And it's interesting. There was actually an article that they briefly put up there, just a moment ago. Even Slate, the far left, you know, fake news website is even siding with Gab. They're saying, you know, Google does have too much power. They are able to censor competitors and everything. And it even poses the question, you know, why aren't Twitter and Facebook being censored for this controversial content?
Exactly. So stay tuned, guys. This is an interview you're not going to want to miss. Stay tuned, because we will get the breakdown from the CEO of Gab AI.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
A lawsuit against Google. You know, Google, this huge tech giant who has started to crack down censoring conservatives and even censoring Gab AI. And, you know, I know Gab AI has had problems with their apps being removed from the Apple Store. And, you know, it's a really interesting thing. And we really want to follow this battle here, because this is going to set a precedence regarding free speech and these antitrust laws that Gab AI is alleging that Google has violated. Well, let's go to Andrew Torba, the CEO of Gab AI. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hello. All right. So, Andrew, tell us about this lawsuit and what motivated you guys in filing.
Sure. So we tried to participate in the free marketplace. And currently in the free marketplace, there are two companies that own and control 98% of not only mobile software, but also mobile hardware. So we tried to participate in that marketplace, and we were rejected from that marketplace. We had been accepted at first on the Google Play Store for many months, and all of a sudden, after we, you know, very publicly and in the press, criticized Google for their firing of James Damore, the engineer who wrote the manifesto on diversity, all of a sudden, a few days later, our app was removed from the store for hate speech. It was very, very interesting timing. So we decided that, you know, we need to step up and take this battle to the courtroom, because these companies are, you know, exercising anti-competitive behavior, and they are a duopoly, effectively, on the market.
Now, would you say that your platform really has even something remotely similar to hate speech, or is it just really that they don't like free speech?
Right. That's the problem, is that they don't like free speech, and Google has a very, very intimate relationship with Twitter. In fact, Twitter just put on the board of their directors the former CFO of Google. So, you know, they have a very close and intimate business relationship, and they have every, they were actually one of the prime candidates to actually purchase Twitter in the past. So they have every incentive to block a competitor that is rapidly capturing market share from Twitter.
Right. And this is coming after, now in the EU, Google was actually fined $2.7 billion for censoring competitors in search results. You know, I don't remember exactly what the, if it was one particular service in general, but if Google provided a service as well as another place, they were going to top that search result, and they were fined $2.7 billion in antitrust fines. And another interesting point that I've read about, like you were mentioning their relationship with Twitter, a lot of people were claiming that this happened in the wake of Charlottesville because of the, you know, there was some controversial content on Gab in relation to white supremacy or something along those lines. But if that's the case, then Twitter would also need to be removed from the marketplace, because, I mean, they have the same exact people. They also have, you know, ISIS had a Twitter account there for a little while. I don't know if they still do. So if they're going to remove Gab for those controversial things.
Here's the thing. I mean, this story just broke the other day that jihadis use social media giants like Facebook and Twitter to spread, you know, tens of thousands of posts in just 5 months. So, you know, there are live stream murders on Facebook. You know, there are jihadis that are on Facebook and on Twitter. There's child pornography on these networks. Gab has none of these things. You know, Gab has people that are expressing politically incorrect opinions and you know, having discussions that they normally wouldn't be able to have, maybe in their day-to-day lives. But, you know, our entire premise here is we want to welcome everybody, anybody that wants to speak freely under, you know, the protections of the First Amendment. And, you know, we're about free and legal speech. So you have illegal speech, arguably, you know, with the promotion of terrorism and violence and, you know, child pornography on all of these other channels. And yet they're allowed to remain on these app stores. So you really have to question the hypocrisy and the double standards here, and that's why we believe it's anti-competitive in nature.
Now, does Gab AI have any limitations on speech? Can people pretty much post anything, or are there some realistic limitations?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're not an anarchist website. It's not a free-for-all, right? If there's illegal content on our site, then we're going to take action against it. You know, you're not allowed to dox people. You're not allowed to post their private personal information without their consent. You're not allowed to promote threats of violence or terrorism. You're not allowed to spam. You know, all of these things are really common sense and something that, you know, 99% of people are going to look at and say, well, yeah, these things make sense. But, you know, the point is that we're not going to censor you because you have a politically incorrect opinion, or, you know, you have a different political ideology than we do. And that's really what's happening in Silicon Valley right now.
Now, Andrew, I've heard that there's a waiting list to sign up for Gab and to be on there. Is that waiting list still really long? And what are you guys going to do to cut down on that?
No, we've opened up. No, we've opened up several months ago, and you can actually install our Android app directly on your device if you get it on our main landing page. That's at least one of the good points about Android devices, is that you can still install it. But most consumers, you know, don't know how to do it, and they're very skeptical of it. And Android makes it very complicated to install apps that are not directly on the Play Store. So that is a problem, but at least some folks can still access the app.
Interesting. So people who have different phones other than Androids, what do they do? Do they just use the regular internet browser to use Gab AI?
So one trick that we've been telling people is if you open Gab in the Safari browser and you hit the share button, there's an option to add a link directly back to Gab to your home screen, and it'll actually even have like our frog logo and all that stuff. It's one click and then you can sign right into Gab. So it creates a quick access point and it's a lot easier to access. The only really benefit of the mobile app that is missing on iOS is push notifications. So you won't get alerts when someone's mentioning you, for example. But this workaround that I just mentioned, a lot of our users have been using for the past year or so.
Interesting. Now, Andrew, we actually have a caller on hold that's been dying to ask you a question. Would you like to answer a question from a caller?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
All right. Let's hear from Darren, who's been on hold and wants to ask a question to Andrew Torba. Sorry.
Sure. Yeah. Hi. I was wondering, other than just trying to take you off the App Store for the Play Store for Google, is that the only way that they've been able to shut you down or try to censor you so far?
No. So in terms of Google and Apple, yes. But we've been, our domain registrar, actually. So a lot of people don't understand. In order to create a website, in order to create an app, you need a lot of different things. A domain registrar to host your domain is one of them. And actually, this past Sunday, we got an email from our domain registrar at around midnight, and they said, hey, guess what? You have 5 days to find a new domain registrar, or we're going to seize your domain because you have hate speech on your site. And this is really unprecedented. I've never heard of this ever happening before, and it's really, really coincidental. Really makes you think, because we filed our lawsuit with Google on Friday, and within 48 hours, we had this request from our domain registrar to transfer our domain to a new registrar, or they were going to seize it. This is unprecedented, and it's disgusting. And we're going to do everything we can to fight back against it and to continue to expose the double standards, the hypocrisy, the anti-competitive behavior that's going on in Silicon Valley.
Now, has Google filed a response yet on this lawsuit?
Not that I'm aware of, not that we've been told as of yet. They did put out a comment that was, pretty vague. But, listen, we're going to take this thing to the very end, and we're going to fight for justice, because we deserve to be able to participate in the free market. If Facebook and Twitter and all these other apps and YouTube, can have jihadist content on it, promoting terrorism, child pornography, other illegal content, why can't Gab be on these app stores for having politically incorrect speech on our site?
Exactly.
It's not even endorsed by us.
It's a double standard, really and truly. It's unequal protection. It's a double standard, and it's absolutely disgusting. And that is why I commend you, Mr. Torba, for standing up for the First Amendment, for setting this precedence to go after the big giant Google. They're huge. So thank you so much for doing that. And stay tuned, guys, because after this break, we will be back with more from Andrew Torba, the CEO and founder of Gab AI.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Reminiscent of David and Goliath, Gab AI owner sues Google, the giants that are censoring and trying to create this atmosphere of political correctness on the internet, essentially safe spaces that ensue and encompass the entire web. So we're going to be joined back with Andrew Torba, the founder and CEO of Gab AI, to talk about his lawsuit against Google, the giant company that owns YouTube, that's already started censoring conservatives off their platform. But before we go back to Andrew, I want to take this time to quickly remind you guys to support our operation by going to our store, InfoWars Store, to get some of the knockout, which is 40% off. Now, let me say, this knockout is amazing, helps me sleep. We've also got 50% off of our emergency survival foods, and this is great for natural disasters, which we've been seeing more of as of late. And we also have Z-Shield, which is 40% off. But most importantly, we have a special this week that you will get an additional 10% off your entire order upon checkout if you enter War Room into the discount codes. So let's go back to our interview with Andrew Torba, because we really need to break down and get the information that we need to hear from Andrew on his suit against Google. And I must commend him. I mean, Andrew, you are really brave to go up against Google. Have you been worried at all for your safety?
Yeah, absolutely. You're not the first to say that. I will say that, I do weightlift, but there will be no accidents. Let's just put it that way. I don't care. This is the cross to carry. This is the cross to carry. You know, I've received death threats. I've dealt with doxing. I've dealt with, you know, any number of things that no normal person, you know, should have to deal with. But this is the cross that we carry to expose the evil and the corruption and the anti-Americanism that is going on in Silicon Valley. And I'm glad to carry that cross.
So, Andrew, I really admire your resolve behind it, you know, your reasoning behind the lawsuit and everything. And we've been through kind of what provoked you into that. What's the goal of the lawsuit? Do you want Google to pay damages to you for money that you've lost because of this? Do you just simply want to be put back into the marketplace? What's the ultimate goal? What are you suing for here?
Well, the goal is to win, right? The goal is to get back onto the App Store. We are exploring all potential outcomes here, and we want to keep our options open. We want to, you know, let the public know our story. We want to let them know what is going on, that this anti-competitive behavior is going on, and expose just how much power and control that these companies have. I mean, Google and Facebook are arguably more powerful than the U.S. government. They have more data. They have more information. They control the flow of it, and most people don't understand that. You know, they use these products and they willingly give up their personal information, their personal data without thinking twice about it. And, you know, that's scary. There needs to be more activity in the marketplace. There needs to be more alternatives like Gab and others that we believe will continue to rise in the future.
Right. And like we mentioned earlier in this hour, even Slate, the far left news website is on your side. You know, they say that Google does have too much power. So this shows that it's clearly not a partisan website. They did, you know, erroneously label your website as alt-right. Do you think that Google, you know, they do behave like public utilities in a way. That's kind of how they've modeled their business. Do you think that Google, Facebook, Twitter, these tech giants in Silicon Valley need to be labeled as public utilities and treated as such?
Absolutely. I mean, Google is essentially an arm, an extension of the federal government. They have special contracts with the government. They work, you know, directly with the NSA and others, as Edward Snowden revealed. And, you know, the amount of power, the amount of data, the amount of control that is centralized in the hands of just a few people is really just scary and disgusting. And, you know, it really is interesting that you brought up Slate, because absolutely, we're seeing far left, you know, websites, far left, you know, journalists that are agreeing with and saying, yeah, these companies do have too much power and something needs to be done. You know, our country and our sovereignty is at stake here. We're letting these corporate oligarchs control and decide, you know, what information is quote unquote fake news. Mark Zuckerberg came out today and started talking about, you know, the Russians, you know, buying ads and how they're going to start, you know, cranking down more on censorship. They are banning over 1 million accounts every single day. They hired 3,000 new employees to police and censor content just recently. So I don't think this is going away. And Silicon Valley has shown that they are going to double down on the censorship. They are going to double down on the double standards and the hypocrisy. And our goal is to expose that and obviously to win this case.
Right. You made a really good point there. You know, an important thing to note is, because I'm a small government guy, I'm a free market guy, and that's a criticism that, you know, I get from a lot of more libertarian types is, you know, they say, why do you want the government to interfere in the market, you know, cracking down on Google, forcing them to do things that a private company shouldn't have to do? But the reality, like you just mentioned, is that Google is not operating as a private company. They're receiving government money, government contracts, operating, you know, with the government, even with the NSA and the intelligence, even with the government. Tax breaks, intelligence community, all that different stuff. They're not behaving as a private entity. So I think that's an important thing for our small government free market listeners to understand, is that they're not acting in the way that you think they are.
Right. And I always like to say, you know, I'm very libertarian myself. I'm very pro free market. I'm very pro, you know, small individual business. But here's the thing. The market is rigged. It's rigged. It's a duopoly. You know, we try participating in good faith in the market, and the market, you know, has shown that these people are going to express these anti-competitive tactics against a relative, you know, alternative social network that does, you know, perceive a threat to, you know, their business partners and them themselves. You know, our Gab TV product competes directly with YouTube, for example, our video product. And again, furthermore, the hypocrisy of these companies in allowing advertising advertisers to target racist phrases or Jew haters in Facebook's example. This was just released this week as well, but not allowing quote unquote hate speech on another site, which by the way, we are not endorsing. It's third party user content. We're not actually posting this ourselves as a company, obviously. So the hypocrisy is just disgusting and we're going to continue to call it out.
Yeah, it's very dangerous when you have Google having so much power. And some of these tech giants, they have so much power. And then we have this example of how Google had fired an employee just for his politically incorrect memo because he even questioned how they were, you know, hiring women or just, we won't get into some of the details there, but really and truly, it's terrifying to see that we have all these SJWs being in employed at Google, and they're wanting to expand the idea of safe spaces, which we've seen encroach upon colleges where you have these Antifa going around beating people just because they think that they're a Nazi or they're claiming that they have hate speech. And really and truly, you can offend these SJWs at the drop of a dime. And now we're seeing it with Google because they're hiring all these SJWs that want to go around and police the internet.
Right. And, you know, it's quite ironic that Google fired James Damore for criticizing the culture and some of the diversity agendas that are inside of Google. And yet Google was just hit with a lawsuit over gender pay discrimination. So, you know, maybe it makes you think that maybe he had some points about what's going on inside of Google. And, you know, there's other things that are going on as well. You know, we're hearing talks in D.C. that there is active legislation being prepared as we speak against these tech giants. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out this fall.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Andrew Torba, the CEO and founder of Gab AI. I commend you for your heroism and bravery in taking on the tech giants, Google. Stay tuned, guys. We'll be right back after this short break.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of
containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. The fight for the future is now. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream right now at InfoWars.com/show.
Well, it is hard to believe that North Korea could single-handedly have developed the ICBM technologies and nuclear technologies that they've been displaying today. But in other news, today President Trump has held a press conference where he announced his latest executive order to further sanctions on North Korea. Now, these sanctions are said to specifically target manufacturing, finances, communications, technology, and intercepting trade vessels, meaning they can intercept vessels to search to find out if they are having missiles and where those could be coming from. So we're going to open up the line to callers very shortly, Jake, but do you have something to say on that first?
Well, I do think that it's incredibly interesting that, you know, for the past however many decades, North Korea hasn't been able to develop, you know, a single thing of note. But then out of nowhere, they suddenly have the technology to create intercontinental ballistic missiles. They're getting very close to being able to create the nuclear warheads that would be carried by those missiles. So it's very interesting. It's clearly coming from somewhere, whether it is Ukraine, like Roger mentioned, or China, or another source that we, you know, haven't thought of yet, but I do think that it's incredibly interesting.
So that's the question. Who do you think is behind the technologies that North Korea has been displaying? Do you think it was the Clintons? Do you think they're getting this from private U.S. contractors? Do you think they're getting it from China, the Ukraine? Where do you think, or do you think that they themselves were capable? So let's go ahead to our first caller. We've got, Casey from Mississippi.
Yes, hello.
Hello. Hi, Casey.
Hello, Millie. I want to thank you guys so much for what you do. I really appreciate every single one of y'all. And I also want to thank Andrew for that awesome interview there. He really shed some light on a few things, some of which I have experience with. To address your question that you just asked right there before you connected me, you know, it's very hard to say where this technology comes from, but I would say the usual suspects kind of always apply, right? I mean, we have a group of so-called globalists that want to essentially consolidate the entire planet, and you know, it's you can't really rule out anyone in that situation because most situations are compromised. And I think one of the things that concerns me the most right now is that you have President Trump kind of locked in a box, as of right now, is the way it looks to me anyway. And, you know,
well, what do you think about Trump's approach here? Do you think that the sanctions is going to be effective on North Korea, or what do you think he should do?
Well, I sort of feel that it's all for naught. I mean, the chessboard is kind of already set up. What I hope is that President Trump aligns himself with his base again, and brings, you know, the true America First idea back to the forefront.
You know, Casey, you actually brought up a really good point, you know, about the globalists. You know, there are people with a vested interest in having Korea be volatile, not only volatile, but having the means to actually do something. You know, the military-industrial complex of the United States goes way back, you know, all the way back to World War II, and they are notorious for having funded both sides of many armed conflicts. I wouldn't be surprised, like you said, if the globalists, the military-industrial complex, here are the ones funding this in order to create a dangerous situation, forcing the United States into another costly war.
I think you make a very valid point there. And like I said, you know, the chessboard is already set up. You know, there's very few countries left that actually have their sovereignty. And that was one of the things that I really enjoyed when listening to the UN speech, was that Trump was able to muster up the strength to talk about that, even though it seems like he's very much surrounded. So, you know, I'll send it back over to you.
well, Rocket Man, right? What do you think about that? I mean, I personally thought it was hilarious, because really and truly, we all pictured in our minds Kim Jong-un sitting there and turning beet red, being so flustered and mad. But what did you think? Do you think that Trump should be more professional, or I don't know what you would call politically correct, or do you think the way he's going about it is perfect?
Well, I wouldn't say that it's perfect by any means. I think that some of these talking points have already been drawn up to sort of instigate this even further. And like I said before, I do get the feeling, as many people have pointed out, that Trump is sort of locked in a box here and can only get out so much of his agenda. And I think he's been forced to make certain deals in order for him to do so.
Right, and I think what you mentioned about sovereign nations is incredibly important, and I think that's one thing that a lot of people took note of in President Trump's speech. One thing that stood out, you know, it was glaring to me how many times he said sovereign nations, sovereignty, etc. You know, the nation state. He clearly said the nation state is the best way to promote human freedom. So I think that was another great point that you had there, Casey.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Casey. Let's go ahead and go to another caller that's been waiting for quite some time. Let's go to Alyssa from Oregon. So what do you think, Alyssa? Who do you think is behind North Korea's technologies?
Oh, I think it's the Clintons. Alex Jones has gone into this quite a lot about how they're the ones who provided the nuclear codes and the fissile material, which is now being used against the United States. So thanks, Bill. Thanks, Hillary.
Yeah, I mean, what really needs to happen is Trump needs to say, all right, let's go retrieve some of those test missiles that were launched into the Sea of Japan. Let's analyze those test missiles, and therefore we can try to trace back by examining the thrusters and the missiles so that we can find who has been manufacturing the missile technology that North Korea is currently using.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And now what's your opinion on how, you know, Trump is putting sanctions on North Korea?
I think that he's doing everything he can to avoid nuclear war, which would be the only sane option at this point. But, you know, that being said, I don't hold a whole lot of hope that the sanctions are going to work. I mean, Kim Jong-un is completely nuts.
Honestly, and ultimately, another party like China could still funnel money and goods into the country. So as to how well the sanctions will work, I think that's still kind of up in the air.
We'll see. Sanctions has been tried time and time again, and we've tried a lot of things to de-escalate the tensions between North Korea and South Korea. But really and truly, we know that this escalation that we're seeing right now is because the Korean armistice ended not too long ago, more recently, actually. And it was essentially a timeline, a contract to put off war until South Korea could build up its arms to withstand against North North Korea, who had been being aided at that time from the communists in China and Russia, and the U.S. was to build South Korea up so that they could hold their own. And the only ones who want to continue with the Korean War is North Korea. South Korea is like, all right, let's negotiate peace. We want peace. They're being overly passive. They're saying we don't want the THAAD missile system on our border that the U.S. has helped us with, because their president of South Korea is pretty liberal-minded.
Yeah,
and pretty progressive.
The North Koreans are out there, you know, building intercontinental ballistic missiles and nuclear warheads and stuff. And meanwhile, the South Koreans are creating K-pop and anime.
and they're debating, you know, they're like, should we or should we not have the THAAD missile system? We're upsetting China, who now China's been putting sanctions on South Korea.
Yeah. Yeah. There's clearly one side of the argument, I guess you could call it, that wants hostilities to heighten, and then there's one side who would just much rather go on about their business and live their lives. I think the South Koreans would be open to unity. You know, you'd have to slowly integrate it over time, but I think they'd be open to that. Meanwhile, the North Koreans, you know, they're going to take a scorched earth, no holds barred approach.
Exactly. It's all or nothing for North Korea, and that's what's so alarming, and that is why the president is taking this matter very seriously, which he should, and he has just today placed more sanctions on North Korea. But stay tuned, guys, because we will be back after this short break.
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com. Today I want to talk to you about guns, why we have them, why the Bill of Rights guarantees that we can have them, and why my right to have a gun is more important than your right to rail against it in the press. I believe every good journalist needs to know why the Second Amendment must be considered more essential than the First Amendment. This may be a bitter pill to swallow, but the right to keep and bear arms is not an outdated, dusty idea some old dead white guys dreamed up in fear of the redcoats. No, it is just as essential to liberty today as it was in 1776. The original amendments we refer to as the Bill of Rights contain 10 of what the constitutional framers termed unalienable rights. The Bill of Rights came to us with blinders on. It doesn't recognize color or class or wealth. It protects not just the rights of actors or editors or reporters, but extends even to those we love to hate. This is a small excerpt from Charlton Heston.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Well, Hurricane Maria, which has hit Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic, has completely devastated the islands and left Puerto Rico with 100% of their power out. I mean, the 3.5 million people that live in Puerto Rico could have to wait a half year, 6 months, until power is restored to their homes. That is how devastating Hurricane Maria has been. It has accounted for nearly 17 deaths, and one in Puerto Rico, the remaining 17 in the Dominican Republic. It has been devastating. Well, it was a Category 5 hurricane, which decreased to a Category 4 when it hit landfall. And it's just pretty alarming to see this. Now, the question is, will this hit the United States?
Well, you know, there is some speculation as to what the ultimate path of Maria is going to be. I have a graphic here in this article if we want to take a look at this. Now, it says that the path of Maria is ultimately contingent upon some other storms in the area, like the remnants of Jose, and several other weather systems over the eastern U.S. So it does say that it will not be a threat to Florida or Georgia, but it could potentially come up here and hit the northeastern United States. That's also dependent on some other, you know, air pressure systems going on in the area.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, if you actually see here, there, you know, it shows that it's pretty, you know, a pretty good distance away from the coast of the United States. However, they have been pretty wrong in the past. I mean, at first they were predicting the trajectory of Hurricane Irma to go up along the eastern side of Florida and then go up and hit South Carolina, when actually when the storm hit, it was completely on the western side of Florida and going up along through there. So we don't really know. I mean, these things can turn, wind directions can change. It can go up in intensity or down in intensity. We don't know, but it is good to follow along and make sure, because these hurricanes have been devastating, and you can only imagine that some of these areas in Florida that have been hit, they've been so devastated. Another hit, another round, you know, it would just be complete devastation.
Right. And Harvey was underestimated by a lot of people, and it ended up being absolutely devastating to Houston and the whole Southeast Texas region, whereas Irma was supposed to be worse than Harvey, if not just as bad. And it ended up not being quite as bad. It was still, you know, it was still very damaging to the area. People's lives were interrupted and upset. But ultimately, it wasn't quite as bad. So we're not sure. You know, Maria, like Millie was saying, Maria's absolutely devastated Puerto Rico. They may be months without power. You know, they're having rescue squads having to go through the streets in the dark because they don't have streetlights. It's truly a devastating situation in Puerto Rico right now, the Dominican Republic, and the surrounding islands. So we're going to have to see how Puerto Rico fares for the rest of the season.
Exactly. Not to mention the increased risk for looting and crimes. And, you know, I'm sure it's going to be hard to have proper police in place while they're under this state of emergency. So please send your prayers out there for the people of Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic, because they certainly need it. And while you're at it, throw in some prayers for Floridians from Hurricane Irma and to Texans from Houston. I mean, my goodness, this is pretty devastating to see all of these hurricanes happening. And, you know, I do say that the positive here is that people have come together really and truly to help each other out.
That's a good point. A lot of people have come together. A lot of money's been raised and everything. Hopefully soon we'll see maybe a good place for money to be donated to help these areas. We'll be continuing to cover the story as it develops and as the situation progresses. Hopefully it doesn't decline, but
donate to a good foundation, a good source that's going to actually put that money toward the victims, toward the relief, because what we saw would happen with Haiti and the relief fund and the Clintons and that horrible thing where the Clintons stole a bunch of the relief money from the victims of Haiti. You know, that was horrible. So make sure that when you're donating that your money is going to a good place where you know that it's actually going to reach those people who have been affected.
Right. And speaking of the Clintons and their crimes, this is just a quick little story, but Judicial Watch has taken a case to a federal appeals court to push to unseal the drafted Whitewater indictment against Hillary Clinton. It's officially gotten a court date. We'll angle it a little bit better there. Now, this is talking about the potential indictment. It never got brought to court back in the 90s, but in the Whitewater scandal, when the Clintons were potentially implicated in some forms of fraud and some other stuff that went on with the Whitewater scandal. But that's just a very common trend these days in the Hillary Clinton crime network. We'll see if anything comes of this. I don't know. Who knows?
The irony, right? The double standard, really and truly, of how Hillary Clinton has literally gotten away with murder. She literally just gets off scot-free every time. Obama can get caught doing all kinds of crimes. Yet, let's hold a magnifying glass to Trump and try to claim that there's evidence of Russia collusion when there's more evidence of Hillary having colluded with Russians than anything. So ridiculous. But let's go to, we have a caller waiting on the line right now. We've got Brad from Louisiana. So let's go to Brad.
Hi, it's nice to talk with you fellas today.
Hello.
Here in Louisiana, it's somewhat like, feels kind of like the promised land with storms to the left of us and bigger storms on the right, and we're stuck in the middle with you here. But nonetheless, my primary concern is geoengineering and this deep state.
Right.
Can you guys hear me?
I can, yeah,
we can hear
absolutely.
You.
Okay, thank you, because it's quiet on this end. And, you know, I think that you ought to reestablish your titles from Info Warriors to Info Engineers. As a matter of fact, extraordinary, because, you know, but what you guys are actually doing is what these geoengineers are doing. You are forming the salt crystal, the nuclei around which people are gathering into droplets of effective patriotic movements. And I really do appreciate all of you. And I really greatly appreciate the expert staff that you have. What I fear...
What do you think about North Korea? Do you think that Trump's doing the right thing with North Korea?
I like him standing up to them. I like what he's doing. I just fear for another Vietnam type situation whereby, mm-hmm. you know, the government in that situation lied and lied and lied and made up stories and kept truths away from the people. And that's another point I wanted to bring up is, you know, how do you know who's the good guy and who's the bad guy over there?
It's very
like
good
in the
question.
United States right now. How do you know who's the good guy and who's the bad guy? Who is the deep state? How can we identify him? Because if we are going to be the raindrops falling from the info war cloud, you know, we just don't want to haphazardly fall on some innocent people. We have to learn who our enemies are by name and address, I feel.
That's a really good point, because the deep state and the military-industrial complex, it's not a monolith. It's not one particular person or entity. You know, the deep state is made up of all of our different intelligence agencies, the military intelligence on its own. You have military contractors that make up the industrial complex. There's just so many different persons and individuals involved in the situation. It's hard to place a name and a number on who the enemy is. Do you have...
Exactly. That's why we need to encourage and ask Trump to go ahead and fish those test missiles out of the Sea of Japan and analyze them to find out, are the thrusters made from U.S. contractors, for example? Who's putting these missiles together? Who's giving North Korea this missile technology? That's what we need to find out, because really and truly, like you pointed out there, is the deep state working with U.S. Contractors to spin us into another war, because the contractors will get paid rich and they can blame it all on Trump.
And they'll sell their mothers for $10,000. You can't trust a single solitary one of them. But there is somewhat of a light that I discovered this very day. And it's a man who's been on your show, well, on Alex's show, several times, who has a website. And it's referred to as discoverthenetworks.org. And he really does list out the major players in various...
All right, well, thank you, Brad. That's going to have to conclude our call with him today, because we are running out of time. We are reaching to the bottom of the hour. And so I just want to close off with this to say, more investigation needs to be sought after into North Korea and where they are getting their missile tech from. Wouldn't you say so, Jake?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's definitely some sketchy, shady stuff going on there, and it needs to be exposed.
Definitely. All right. Well, that concludes today. I'm Millie Weaver, signing off with Jake Lloyd for the War Room.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years, because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/